Hagadol. Gadol, says the Marashah in Masechus Yoma, is that calls man b'shah, that at every moment, every time, Hashem's greatness becomes known and manifest through his world. This is echoed by the Gemara in Masechus Brachos, Tafnun Ches, that Gedulah is Masa Bereishis. That through the act of creation, Hashem becomes evident, he becomes manifest, he becomes known. That's Gedulah. It says this for Samus, it's really that the tzaddikim are able to see Hashem through the Teva. They're able to see Hashem be Mechayah De'Olamos, Hashem being the life force, the creator, the sustainer of everything that exists in this world. That's Gedulah. And that's Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu wanted that there should be an entire nation. An entire nation that would be able to develop and cultivate within themselves an awareness of Hashem and then ultimately in others as well. And that's just what it means. Hashem promises him, okay, you'll have that. Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol. You'll be a great nation. And that's why Hakel HaGadol is front and center. It's really also another nod to Avraham Avinu. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then HaGadol goes back to Avraham. HaGibol is going to go back to Yitzchak and HaNorah will go to Yaakov. So it's the pattern repeats itself again. But Gedulah is very much this sense of Avraham Avinu. His big picture thinking. His expansion. His chesed. His ability to make all of humanity aware of Hashem. That's what Rashi means. That Malchus, that Hashem's kingship, is expressed throughout the Bria. And that all of Teva is really expressing an awareness of Hashem. That happens in two ways. That happens automatically, in as much as the presence, the existence of Klal Yisrael gives testimony, is made on the existence of Hashem. It almost happens automatically. And the truth is that over the last 2,000 years, every culture that we've been in significantly became a culture that ultimately developed a sense of awareness of Hashem, whether it was in the Christian Empire or the Muslim Empire, as the Rambam says. Cultures that Klal Yisrael wasn't a part of remained either idolatrous or atheistic. So it does happen just by the presence of Klal Yisrael in the culture. But it also happens, perhaps, more proactively as well through us making a Kiddush Hashem. Through us being exemplars of what it means to be part of this Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh, to be faithful students and faithful children of Avraham Avinu. Proactively bringing humanity to awareness of Hashem through our actions, through our speech, through our conduct. That's what Kiddush Hashem is. Mefarsim ha'amina ha'zayis ha'mitis ba'ilam, says the Rambam. To bring all of humanity to awareness of Hashem, that's gadlus, that's gedula, that's expansion. That's what the world was created for. That's the ultimate fulfillment of the vision of Avraham Avinu. So that's gedula, is that Hashem's malchus is spread throughout the world. And that we ourselves have a role to play in that.